Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Ann Ball. Trouble in Bethlehem. Israeli police fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem on Friday. One Palestinian was reported to have died. This after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Jeff Custer reports.
Along with Israel on the West Bank, demonstrations were reported Friday in, among other nations, Iraq, Somalia, Turkey, Pakistan, and Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim-majority country. Protesters in Jakarta marched on the U.S. embassy, carrying anti-Trump signs and chanting slogans. Meanwhile, a Palestinian man was killed by Israeli soldiers in Gaza Friday during clashes in a day of rage called for by Palestinians after the U.S. recognition of Jerusalem. Israel considers all of Jerusalem to be its capital. Palestinians claim the eastern part of Jerusalem as the capital of a future independent state. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations says the death toll in an attack Thursday on UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo has climbed to 15, and the UN will fly its flags at half-staff Monday in tribute. The peacekeepers, all from Tanzania, were working at a UN mission in DRC's troubled North Kivu province, home to the Ugandan rebel group, the Allied Democratic, or ADF, force. A UN official told VOA that the group, which has attacked the mission in the past month, is suspected to be behind Thursday's attack. Reports say at least two more peacekeepers are missing. This is VOA News. Chinese citizens in Pakistan have been warned to keep a low profile. China says it has received intelligence reports of plans for imminent terror attacks. The Chinese embassy in Islamabad posted an unusual alert on its website. An estimated 20,000 Chinese are in Pakistan, working on some 300 projects. Beijing is investing more than $60 billion on massive infrastructure and energy projects in Pakistan. The embassy statement said, "It is understood that a terrorist plan to launch a series of attacks in the near term against Chinese organizations and personnel in Pakistan," but did not provide any further details. The International Organization for Migration has begun the voluntary reparation of thousands of West African migrants being held in detention centers in Libya under abusive conditions. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
IOM plans to repatriate a total of 15,000 African migrants by the end of the year. Most come from Nigeria, Guinea, Mali, and Senegal. The government of Niger has agreed to act as a country of transit for the migrants. Those who arrive at the airport in Niamey are registered by the International Organization for Migration and transported to their homes of origin. An IOM charter flight carrying 504 Nigerians, including women and young children, arrived in Niamey on Thursday. IOM planned 7 additional daily charter flights from Tripoli, each carrying about 500 Nigerian migrants. The organization says another chartered flight arrived in Guinea's capital on Thursday, carrying 167 of the country's nationals. Agency spokesman Leonard Doyle says people are returning home in great distress after having endured months of torture, overcrowding, and other forms of ill treatment in the Libyan detention centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged Saudi Arabia Friday to curb its military intervention in Yemen, a country in the throes of humanitarian crisis triggered by a 2-year civil war. Also on Friday, Britain and European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit after a week of intensive negotiations. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.